Hey y'all. God gave me a dream. I want to say in 2021 or 2022. I really can't remember when it was. But the dream was, I'm not going to go into the whole details about it, but the dream was unfamiliar. So I automatically assumed that it wasn't God, but then I did, you know. But anyways, I assumed it wasn't God because I assumed it wasn't God because of the things that I went through pertaining to it. This is after, you know, I got the dream, but then I believed it was God because I had no desire, no nothing to want to pursue this thing, you know? So it was like, I don't know, you know? Okay, Lord. But anyways, I seen a quote, but I can't remember exactly what it was, but I'm going to put it on at the end of the video. But anyway, I showed my daughter the quote, and she said, you know, sometimes God wants us to just trust him no matter what he shows us, no matter how we feel, no matter what we think, no matter what we see. And I was like, you're right. And she was like, what if, the quote said, what if God is asking you to let this promise go, let this this thing go, this person go, this job, whatever it may be, so that he can bring through the breakthrough that you're waiting on, the promise that you're waiting on, whatever God has shown you or told you. What if he just wants you to let go? Because my daughter was talking to me, and it made sense. God wants to know that we're not making this thing an idol. And I feel like I was, just being, you know, transparent, I was making it an idol, because I was like, okay, God, you said this promise, you told me this, you told me that. And I'm just like, maybe I heard you wrong. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it really was the enemy. And so I'm saying that because of all the stuff I had to deal with, you know, with the situation. Anyways, she was just saying, you know, God wants to know that it is not an idol, you know. And sometimes when you're expecting something, God has shown you something, you begin to shift your focus and put it on that thing that he's told you that you can have, or he's promised you, or he's going to, you know, deliver you from. And we have taken our focus off of pursuing God, focusing on God. We have not trying to seek his face, because we're so busy worried about this promise or this thing or this person or this job, whatever your situation is. But we have shifted the focus on totally that and not, you know, working on our relationship with God. So God just wants to know that you trust him, whether it happens or not, that you trust him and not hold on to that thing so tightly that he can't work through you to get where it is he's taking you. God's word said, my word will go out into the world and do what I have called it to do. It will not return to me void. So God is not a liar, you know. So just trust him. When you begin to feel like you're making something an idol, ask God to, you know, fix your focus. And just know that whatever God has for you, you will get it. It won't be late. It won't be too soon. It'll be just at the right time. You all have a great day. Bye.
Giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I should have never doubted when you said it would all be alright. Even if you never gave me a thing but breath and a mic, I'm forever alright.